Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. I'm about to open up the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, I bet, will be in the house. Let's see who's first in the chat room. You can join the chat room by going to Blog Talk Radio and establishing a name for yourself. If you're smart, it'll be about whatever you're promoting. I can promote it for you, too. Okay, let's go to the chat. Oh. Here we go. Okay, we can go out.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Why do I weep and whine? Cause she turned out to be
Tonka Rosa from his CD Zesty. Betty Joe Tucker's in the house. Hi, Betty Joe. First one in. Betty Joe Tucker, who's the Attic Headquarters. And this coming Tuesday, or upcoming Tuesday, next week, she's going to have a special guest on, and it's going to be about a rock opera, so you don't want to miss that. I love the rock operas. Betty Joe Tucker, who's the Attic Headquarters. Where she finds these interesting film people, I'll let her know, but I think she's got a Harry Potter hat somewhere. That's all I'm saying about that. Now, I have my son, Philip. He's a spoken word artist. And let me see, he sent me something in, and I thought it was kind of fascinating, and I'm going to play it. It's called What is Love? And keep in mind, it's not per se comedy, but it's a funny story.
What the hell is love? I'm 8 years old. I know one thing for sure. I love my mother. At 12, I think I'm in love with Jesus. At 14, I think I love Maureen, but she likes my best friend. At 16, I'm in love with Cass, but I'm dating her best friend. At 18, I'm just angry. I think nobody loves me. I hate everybody. At 21, Rosie loves me. For almost a year, I'm too drunk to notice that she's a hooker. And I'm too drunk to care, because I don't even love her. At 23, I'm madly in love with Carol. Or even engaged until she dumps me at 25. I confess I really want to be an actor and not the middle-class banker I promised her. Well, I'm being selfish, I know, but I was still heartbroken. At 26, Sharon and I are madly in love. But she tortures me with endless flirtations, constant tests to prove my love for her. After 3 years of anxiety, frustration, anger, everything, I just fell out of love. It's over. It's then she becomes the woman I thought I originally fell in love with. It's too late. She asked if we could at least be fuck buddies. I said, okay. At 30, I'm in love with Eileen. It's the beginning of women's lib. She weighs our relationship in terms of what her women's group feels is appropriate. She dumps me because they say I'm too sexist and not a sensitive enough guy for her. She leaves a parting message on my answering machine. It says, thank you. You helped me grow. At 32, I'm living with Susan. She's a free spirit. She feels that an open sexual relationship is what she needs to fulfill herself as a woman. She runs off to Toronto and living in a teepee with some hippie, and she leaves her needy sister behind until I work up the guts to kick her out. I sleep with a lot of women during those summers of free love. I don't have much fun. And I got the clap 3 times. A friend of mine is a telling observation. He says, you know, all the women you fall in love with, they're the same person. They just look different. A moment of clarity here. She offers me a blind date with her friend to prove a point. I accept. And I think I feel real love for the very first time. Yet, 40 years later, I'm still asking myself, what the hell is love? And I realize I might never know the answer. seems more now an abstraction rather than some tangible sensation. I'm 70 years old, and I think I know less about love than when I started. I'm really grateful for all the love I've been given, but I have no real feel sense of what I ever honestly returned.
That was pretty good. That was short, though. I hope I got the whole thing in. That didn't seem like it was 3 minutes, did it? Let me see. Is it still time now? All right. That was 3 minutes then. Betty Jo Tucker movie out of headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Always an interesting show. It's going to be at a rock opera this week. You don't want to miss that. And what else is going on? Don't forget my Christmas show. That's November 16th at the Pit, 1 p.m. And also, you can always get my CDs on CD Baby. All right. I'm moving right along here. And what else is going on? What's going on? Oh, don't forget tonight you can watch my TV show, 7 p.m. on MNN.org if you're outside of Manhattan. And go to the Lifestyle channels. That's the one you want to go to. And that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm feeling a little goony right now. I don't know about you.
There's a song that I recall my mother sang to me. She sang it as she touched me in when I was 93.
Love the Goons. Check them out, the Goons. Okay.
All right. I'll have some Gene Robinson. I like this little bit she does about New York City.
But wait, I don't want you to think that I went over there and embarrassed the county by what I was wearing. I looked very good. I got help from my friend Jane Tucker from New York City. She has a daughter 6'4", so she knows how to help tall people find some clothes. She came down here to go through my closet and Tuckerize me for pageant week. And she said, trying to line up all of my clothes, "Do you have a pashmina?" I said, "I don't think so. I've had all my shots." She said, "No, Jeannie, a pashmina. You wear it when it's not too cold and not too hot. It's just something that you have on." I said, "Well, we wear little sweaters for that." She said, "You need one. I'm going to send you a black one." Left brain said, "Don't let her do it. Don't let her do it. She's going to send something from New York City. There's no telling what this is going to cost." Well, the pashmina came. I just want to know my information. Y'all know what it is. It's a shawl. It is a shawl like our grandmother had. Left brain looked right at it. He said, "Name it a pashmina. Raise the price on a shawl. Send it from New York City." I said, "Stop going in circles. It's apparent you don't know the style in New York City." But when I put it on, it wasn't stylish like I had seen Jane. I just put it on. It was a shawl. Next time I was with her, I saw why. She doesn't just put it on. She puts it on. She swirls that pashmina and takes this side, tosses it over this shoulder, flips up her chin. She tosses it over this shoulder, flips up that chin. So I was standing in front of the mirror trying to do this. Left brain said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You don't know the style in New York City. Leave me alone." But when I flipped it up here, it kept falling down. So I called Jane Tucker and I said, "Jane, I think my pashmina needs a little snaps up here to keep it in place." She said, "It doesn't need snaps. What you need is an attitude. When you toss, flip it over your shoulder, you stare at your shoulders. It wouldn't dare come off." So I swirl that thing and toss, flip, and toss, flip, and then I stared him down, buddy. Left brain says, I said, "You don't know the style in New York City." I got a speech in New York City, and I called Jane Tucker, and I said, "Just make sure I'm in style in New York City. What do you think I ought to wear?" She said, "Black, nothing but black. Did y'all know this in New York? Black." She said, "It's a dirty city." I said, "I've always heard that. I can't wait to hear about it." She said, "No, people go to work, then they go to the theater, and they go to dinner. They keep on the clothes all day. Cars riding by, cabs, splashes stuff on. If you wear pale colors like you women do in the South, you'll be dirty by 3 o'clock. Wear black. Bring your black skirt, your black sweater, jewelry, your black slacks, and don't you forget that black pashmina." I had it all out. Jerry was packing his stuff. He said, "What is all this black?" I said, "It's all I'm taking." He said, "Has somebody passed? Are we going to a funeral in New York City?" I said, "You don't know the style in New York City. You just get your clothes, but don't stand near me." The night before my speech, they had a reception in the hotel across the street. We were to go. I wore my black skirt, black sweater, jewelry, and we were leaving, and I said, "Wait a minute, let me get my black pashmina, because when we come back, it will be nippy." And we went over and went up that escalator to the mezzanine level. They had a big portrait of their keynote speaker, and I had on heels, which made me 6'4". Everybody knew who I was. And if there's one thing we do know how to do in the South, it's float around the room. I went around meeting everybody. And after about an hour, I came back over the left brain. I said, "It's time for us to leave. Let's move over toward the escalator." And when we got up there to the top of it, I said, "Back it up. I'm going to put on my pashmina." And I swirled that thing around, and I toss-flipped, and I toss-flipped, and I stared it down, and it wouldn't have moved. And down the escalator we went. People came looking over. I gave them my pageant wave. Got to the bottom of the escalator. A woman came up and said, "Excuse me. Why do you have a pair of black slacks wrapped around your neck?" I couldn't speak, but Left Brain could. He said, "Because it's a dirty city." She said, there's a zipper hanging down your back, wide open at the waistband here. I had taken that right leg and thrown it over here, the left leg and thrown it over there and stared them down. She says, it looks like a man or something was sitting on your shoulders and fell over and just slid out of the pants. I don't even remember leaving the hotel. The next thing I knew, we were out on the street, and I was holding it on to the building. Left brain was spanning me. I was about to pass myself. And I said, I just cannot believe this is happening. And right there is when I talk about accepting things you can't change and keeping a smile on your face. Because right there, he said, I thought it looked funny when you put it on. You saw that I had a pair of black slacks wrapped around my neck and a zipper standing wide open, and you didn't think anything was wrong. And that's where his left brain kicked in on it. He said, I did think something was wrong. I thought it should have been zipped. Well, it gets worse. Going across the sidewalk trying to get back to our hotel, I was muttering and mumbling and everything else, and I guess finally I said, I just can't believe you didn't say something. He said, I started to, honey, but as we both know, I don't know the style in New York City.
Just bear with me. I'm getting ready for Christmas way ahead of time here. November 16th, 1 p.m., that's a Sunday, at the Pit. Tickets are $5. You can go online. It's part of the SoloCom Festival. Check it out. Make a reservation. I'll be doing crazy, crazy things. Like this song you're listening to. Yep, that's all me.
Done. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss, because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency. Make it devastating.
Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters for stopping by. Don't forget to listen to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always interesting. This week she's going to have a rock opera talk. Rock opera. Love those rock operas. Remember, Jesus Christ Superstar was a rock opera, so you want to check that out. Definitely. Movie Attic Headquarters. The Wacko Bob Shows and the Wacko Network, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And my friend Chuck, Swirl the Mayhem, Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Friday nights with Peck Yoni at 8 p.m. on Fridays. Or is it Saturdays? I don't know. Follow them. You'll find out. All right. Thanks for tuning in. And keep on smiling. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Three channels in the Manhattan, or www.mnn.org is all right. Friday night, 7 p.m. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Keep smiling.